We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less. But first, time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Get
down.
Why don't we jump right into the birthdays? Ola, guys, I forgot to email you to request a birthday shout-out for a birthday. So could you please wish the gravedigger from T-Town a happy birthday? This is from yesterday. So I guess that's not going to fly.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah,
we can insult gravedigger.
We don't do that. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bigfoot.
It was yesterday. Remember, we only give you a birthday wish on your actual day of birth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do it.
We figure that's why they call it a birthday.
Right. Hi, all. Finally, I remembered to ask for a birthday request after 8 years of listening. May I get a Here Comes the Dope Pusher and Where Can Gino Get the Best Blow? Best regards. You guys are awesome. That from GV.
Here comes the dope pusher.
Oh, you know Gino's got the best blow. Oh, bitches, Ola from Barcelona. I'd like to put in a birthday request for my big sister, Kaiten. She needs a bong rip, but your penis is too small, and the dirty Germans to boost her morale, since she's surrounded by a bunch of lazy and stupid people at work. And can Thrill please tell her that that Chitin rocks, because she does. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Carolyn.
Chitin rocks. Yeah. I understand that you're feeling not so great on your birthday. I'll tell you what, we will re-celebrate Thanksgiving. I will dip my biscuit into your gravy boat.
Yeah, so you ever watch this American football? So where's the play start? Yeah, one of us will be in that position tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Snap. What's as they say? Hut? See hut? See yeah. Hut?
Hello, guys. My brother Jason, a.k.a. Jay Bird, is having a birthday. He's been going through some personal crap lately. Awesome brother, though. Hard worker. Incredible father to my two nephews. Can I please give him a cut that bitch off and you guys talking all over each other about how sometimes bitches be crazy? That from head writer Sir Jolly Joe.
Cut that bitch off! Net call.
I know nothing of this.
I'm pretty sure that anybody's crazy. I mean, I would never say that. But you know damn well sometimes bitches can be crazy.
Crazy bitch.
People are nuts. Oh, Michelle, could you please wish my mom, Char, a happy birthday with an owl hitting the window and the dirty Germans talking about hard liquor, please?
Yeah, I don't think it is what you meant, but tonight you will be a very hard liquor.
Yeah, I could do the soft licking, but liquor, for since you wouldn't like that as much.
Yeah, you have zeal and zest.
Yeah, what was the name? Char?
Char, yeah.
Char.
It's going to be char broiled tonight.
Yeah, I'd like a little bit of you on my steak.
Yeah, put a little char on it. On my steak, yeah, my tube steak, put a little char on that.
Yeah, how's this cucumber? Can we char it up?
Guys, I, Stephen Shannon, would like a birthday shout-out since I'm not sure if anyone will do it for me. I want a little bit of Vince Neil. I just said that. And Coach Ted to tell me it's going to be all right.
I just said that.
All right, Stevie. Well, we'll be all right. Number one, you're a Packers fan. We're having a hell of a year. So you'll be good to go. Number two, man, I've seen you cook some food. It's always delicious. You got the holidays coming up. I see you walking around now. You're good to go, Stevie.
Also, it's Matt Koch's birthday today. You put on that.
Yeah, sure. MCTP for V Podcast.
Oh, today's birthday?
Give me your penis is too small, because we know how that works. We talked to his girl.
Also, MCTP from the podcast. Brand new episode out today.
Nice.
Well done. It's a birthday gift to him.
I almost forgot to wish our sheltered one, Tanner, a happy 21st birthday. Can you guys hit him up with the extended version of his penis is too small and the dirty Germans talking about him being a 21-year-old virgin? Love you. And from Todd, Becky, Ty, and Casey.
A 21-year-old virgin, that is all right. You are now legally drinking age. It's amazing what will happen. Just remember, wait for closing time. Whoever's there, that's your target.
Yes, you know, she's still a virgin at 21. These things don't happen in Germany. State law, 18, you have sex. Most guys, people don't stow that, Miles.
I'm moving. Guys, just want to wish my sexy future wife, Lauren, a big happy birthday shout-out. It's her 32nd trip around the sun. She is the most amazing mother and partner a man can ask for. Was hoping you guys could do a little dirty Germans talking about her being a hot cougar because she's 4 years older than me, and we always joke about it. Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Ryan.
Yeah, this hot cougar. Maybe I have seen you on certain websites. I certainly have tried.
Yeah, I saw these hot cougars once. I believe it was in the ancient towns of Sikirkland.
Yeah, crawling with him.
Yeah. Down by the water.
Yeah, was that, you know, back in the days, they used to have these wine bars. Yeah. The east side cougar.
And they tell you, you can set the cougar trap, which is just a Maserati.
Yeah, the east side cougar. They would all congregate to see wine bar.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you'll notice them.
Looking for the group of guys all doing coke?
Yeah, well, you have to do drugs that match the color of your hair.
Okay. All right, guys, here we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here, guys. Ola Skinless Bangers. I'm currently at the 2020 cure-all location for COVID, also known as Total Wine in Bellevue.
I was
browsing for something new to cure the virus and come across my all-time favorite American whiskey section. Soon, I noticed my second love, peanut butter. I recall Thrill's tease of this delicious-sounding concoction of human creativity and would like to know his recommendation for which brand to buy. Hope to hear from you guys soon, or I can set up a tent and try them all. No designated driver, so think outside the box. Thank you, guys. That from Travis.
Screwball. It's just that easy, man. But it's dangerous. It is dangerous because you go home. So my tradition now when I get home, do a quick shot of whiskey, grab a beer, right? This is what I do.
All right.
The difference is it used to be like Jack Daniels. I would do a shot. I'm good for like 4 hours. Maybe do one more before I go to bed, you know, let myself sleep. But right now it's Screwball. So I do a shot of whiskey and do another one. And maybe I'll do a third one because it goes down. Dude, it just tastes like peanut butter. It doesn't taste like whiskey, but it is whiskey. So it still has the same effect as whiskey. But it is, by the way, try it in hot chocolate. It is
hot
a game
good.
Changer,
it's good
man.
In coffee. Trust me, I do the same thing. Every time I take a shot of it, I go, oh, this is too good.
I know. Like,
I still haven't had it.
What?
Oh, my
still
God.
Still haven't had it yet.
Dude, seriously. You sleepwalk and stick your fingers into a jar of peanut butter.
I do not because I don't buy peanut butter anymore.
You know,
I'm back to not buying peanut butter. I can't do it, man.
Then buy the whiskey. Seriously,
buy
man.
The whiskey. Yeah,
buy
man.
The whiskey.
You're going to say, like, why is Miles late for work today? And someone's going to bang on my door and I'm going to kick the door down. And I'm going to be in the kitchen floor with, like, my fingers in a jar of Jif.
Skin blue.
Oh, God. That sounds so awful.
No, how did he
die? Died choking on peanut butter.
He was two fingers deep in a jar of fingers.
Jar of fingers.
Peanut butter.
And that damn fridge door will be open.
I know it will be. All my stuff will go bad. Oh, guys, first time I came over to the U.S., as far as a memorable phrase, I worked at the Hard Rock Cafe in Washington, D.C. My English wasn't as good as it is today, and the coworkers there were about 95% black, and they were saying axe instead of ask, and I thought that was the proper way of saying it, so I used it. Thankfully, one of the guys recognized I was new to the country and schooled me on the appropriate things to say. Thank you, Bruce. Big shout-out to you guys. Your show has been an invaluable source of pop culture references, common knowledge, and overall use of the English language that a foreigner could never get in a class setting. So thank you guys for doing all that. That from the meter
stupid
reader.
Stupid schools.
Guys, best thing I have ever heard was in a strip club in Tampa around noon. We went there and an old man walked in and said, best way a man can spend a dollar nowadays. Don't you know what I mean? I said, I do know what you mean. Thanks for the wisdom from the forest dweller. Several years ago, guys, I was working in the garage with the door open. Everything was going wrong and I was getting frustrated. Finally, I just yelled, son of a mother fat-assed
be. At that point, I looked up in a class from a Christian school up the road, happened to be passing. And now the teacher and 20 kids are staring at me with their mouths hanging open. I waved, smiled, and then closed the garage door.
That's a good way to end it.
Let's see what we got here. Guys, I had to write in because I am an American history enthusiast.
Enthusiast, okay.
I have my degree in U.S. history. And the story is one of my favorite stories from the Old West. You guys were talking a few episodes ago about the movie The Revenant.
Leonardo DiCaprio, yep. A Bear and Anger.
The other day, was based on a true story from American history. The guy they based it on was a mountain man named Hugh Glass, or Huge Glass.
Yeah.
Who was out on a trapping expedition for a fur company when he was attacked by a bear. Now, his crew left him with two dudes to basically die. But the guy just would not die quickly. Eventually, the two that were left with him to watch him die left to catch up to the rest of the crew, thinking that the guy would die within a couple of days. But not that. This badass not only survived, but while he was healing, he traveled the same route as his trapping companions for months to catch up and kill the guys who left him there for dead. It's a crazy story. Also, there's a great episode of a podcast called The Dollop, who covered the story back when the movie came out, and you guys should listen to it for huge laughs. Love the show. Love you guys. Keep on rocking. That from the lovely Christina. And one more, guys. I was listening to the podcast while making dinner. When I started dying of laughter, my wife asked, what was up? So I rewound the podcast on radio.com, playing the part where Ted told the story about not getting into Coastal College.
Coastal Carolina.
We're
still ranked at the top 25 in football.
Thrill said, isn't that the one where you sign up and you're in? Apparently, they are real serious about that 800 on the SAT. My wife said 800 is a 50%.
Correct.
Damn, Ted, that's from Squirrel. So it's 16. I never took the SAT. So
It's out of 1,600.
So you needed to get an 800 to get into Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, most of that's like the bottom barrel.
Yeah. And do you remember what you got?
Yeah.
What did you get?
I got close, like I said.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve Thrill, who you bring us three stories in the news each and every week. All of them suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which story sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook, the debate is actually already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like we said, we call this the Holiday Edition. We'll go to Pennsylvania. We'll go to your stomping ground in Washington, D.C. there, Ted, and we'll finish in Wisconsin. But again, let's start in Scranton, Pennsylvania, which truly is a hellhole. A family from Scranton say that Christmas decorations they just set up to honor the memory of their sister were stolen from her grave.
Oh,
sometime over the holiday weekend. And the family, that would be the Cavistons, they said they're not the only ones who were targeted. They say that since they discovered the Christmas decorations were gone, they've now heard from several other families in the same boat. But for them, it's a little different. You see, the thieves stole a light-up display from the gravesite of Lexi. Now, Lexi died earlier this year after a battle with brain cancer. And her family said the theft happened on the third anniversary of her diagnosis, adding that it felt like a punch to the gut when a friend discovered that the decorations at her grave had gone missing. But keep in mind, she passed away this summer. She was only 23. She had just been married, and she made her husband promise that her grave would always be decorated for her favorite holiday.
Oh, man.
And somebody stole the decoration. So there's that. Happy holidays, everyone. Let's move on.
Jesus.
Now we go to Washington, D.C., where a woman said that a man stole at least $1,500 from her daughter's Girl Scout cookie money, then ran her over with a stolen car when she tried to stop him. Now, that woman, Tracy Brown, she told police that she and her three daughters, they were doing brisk business when two customers showed up to buy cookies using one $100 bill and one $50 bill. She says that when she retrieved the money bag from her minivan to make change, a man grabbed the money. As she wrestled with the man, she was knocked down. Thief got into a white Hyundai and then ran her over as he made its getaway. Now, the woman, believe it or not, was not injured, which is good.
Damn.
But the money is gone, and that's bad. When she reported the theft and the Hyundai license plate to police, they told her the vehicle had been stolen several moments earlier when a driver left it running outside of a convenience store. As of this writing, the suspect still had not been apprehended. Again, happy holidays, everyone. Happy holidays. We move on. In Wisconsin, a 75-year-old Madison woman shared her car and her purse stolen while she was making a donation to a local food pantry.
Day
before Thanksgiving. The Madison Police Department reports that the woman parked the car in the street near the pantry. She left the car unlocked and running, saying she'd only be inside for about a minute. She's just dropping off food, and she was. A suspect then jumped inside the car and took off. The woman said she saw her 2014 Toyota Camry speeding northbound, then called her husband for a ride. Witness told the cops that he saw a man wearing a hooded sweatshirt jump into the driver's seat just as the woman walked into the food pantry. The police added that the woman's purse was in the front passenger seat of the car, which is also now stolen. And like everyone else today, the thief still at large. And again, happy holidays.
Damn.
Happy holidays.
Wow. So
we have the holiday cheer. We have the people in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now, were stealing Christmas decorations left and right. They stole it off the gravesite of a woman whose dying wish was that her grave be decorated with Christmas decorations. We have the man in Washington, D.C., who stole over $1,500 in cash from the girl selling Girl Scout cookies, but then ran over the mother when she tried to stop them. And finally, the woman in, don't give me that look, Ted. Finally, the woman in Madison, Wisconsin, who's making a deposit at a local food pantry the day before Thanksgiving, and her car is stolen. Happy holidays.
I think I know where I'm going on this one, but it's not good.
Mine's terrible. And
I have a hard
say
time.
That even though the woman died at 23 of all that stuff, that Eve, that's probably the one that sucks the least?
No. I'm going to say, this is going to sound bad, but yeah, I mean, my brother, when he was selling chocolate bars, got robbed.
And where?
Yeah.
D.C.
D.C.
My buddy Bernie was at the same metro station years later selling chocolate bars. He got robbed.
Mm-hmm.
In D.C.
That's right. So
are you saying that because of the location,
DC curve, like,
you're just saying that that's acceptable behavior there and that's typical, so that's
the least? I'm not saying it's acceptable.
He also ran over somebody.
Well, yeah, but also,
his buddy Bernie almost got shot.
Did you ever get run over?
No, but I almost ran over somebody. So I'm like, that one just seems par for the course. Doesn't make it right.
But okay, all right.
I mean, look.
It might seem normal to you.
But she lives in D.C. Yeah,
okay. I mean, you can only know you're normal. I'm just saying.
Right, you're right.
Like,
you're right.
As soon as I saw that one, I'm like, this reminds me of Chris and Bernie. The same damn metro station. They both got robbed.
So who do you think sucks the most, then? I'm just curious.
Oh, the people stealing from the grave.
You think so?
That's just evil.
See, I thought that one. That was the first story I saw, but now I think they suck the least, only because their intent was not, I'm assuming, because they stole from a bunch of different graves. I don't think their goal was specific to this family.
Targeted,
but this is the family whose story you hear, and it's awful.
I'm going to say DC is the worst.
Yeah, most people would.
You've already stolen a car. You're taking the kid's Girl Scout money, $1,500, and then you run over the woman who's trying to stop you.
Yeah. Who do you think sucks the least?
A gravesite. She's dead.
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, I know she told him that.
Right.
He's going to continue to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we used to always say in D.C., it's okay to rob, don't mess with the dead.
Oh, God.
He's not kidding.
Debate continues. If you like KISW on Facebook, on Who Sucks Less, you are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Yes! Coming up in minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a restaurant is selling a Foo Fighters taco in honor of their 25th anniversary.
What isn't a Foo Fighters taco?
Basically, what I saw is it's got brisket and barbecue sauce in it, as well as the other normal fixings of a taco.
Then I'm in.
Sounds they've great. Also got a Foo tequila cocktail, I think I saw.
Why not?
Yeah.
Get the whole Foo meal.
You bet. Do it. Have fun.
I want a Foo meal.
Speaking of which, Drake is selling a candle that smells like he does.
Drake.
Drake? It smells like him. Yeah, Drake.
Wouldn't that just be whatever cologne he wears?
You'd think.
I bet it smells great.
Or it just smells like him without cologne.
I mean, he is rich.
Like, so is Matthew McConaughey. Would you buy a candle that you believe mimics the smell of Matthew McConaughey?
No. But Drake would also never spend a year traveling the country in an Airstream trailer.
You know what? This is true.
He smells like the finest poutine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drake has a drum machine. McConaughey got arrested playing bongos.
Naked.
Like, if I'm going on scents, going with Drake.
What would everybody's candle in here smell like, though? I was just thinking, if you got a men's room scent, personalized, you get the Miles Montgomery, you get the Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith.
I think Miles is the one commonality, obviously, is weed.
Sure.
I think Miles's would smell like a golf course.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, fresh cut grass.
Sure. Mine would smell like a tailgate.
Okay. A little hoppy?
Mm-hmm. A little hoppy, a little barbecue, a little autumnish.
Mine would smell like anger.
Oh. What would Mike smell like?
Mine would just smell bitter.
White rice.
That's right. Nice steamy
buttered
rice.
White rice.
Thrill, I just picture Marlboro Reds and dairy farts.
You know, not so bad.
Oh, it's pretty the accurate. Holiday edition.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Today was not a good day in the office.
I swear to God, I had like 6 ounces of eggnog this morning, and I farted for probably 5 straight hours.
Yeah, don't do that tomorrow.
Is that your first purchase of the nog?
It is the second purchase of the nog, but it's been about 4 weeks in between.
Does everyone in the house drink it or just you?
Just me.
Pour that out.
Ted's, yours is going to be a mixture of like sausage and hot wings.
All right.
I'll take that too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd smell it.
We got to get wings again this week.
We do, man.
Yeah.
I am starving for wings. A driver in Ontario was busted using a lawn chair as a driver's seat in their SUV.
Doesn't seem safe.
It's not.
As long as he's got the seatbelt on, what's wrong?
The seat is not attached to the car.
Well, it can be. I mean, you don't know that. He didn't just set it up in there. Maybe he screwed the thing down.
You never know. We talked to people today that did amazing things.
You bet. Vehicle.
Zip ties.
People change the seats in their cars all the time.
Yeah. Typically ones that are meant for that automobile.
I'm not condoning this fix, but... Right. a French chef broke a world record by making a 12-inch pizza using 254 different cheeses.
I wonder how that tasted. Because you're really not getting a lot of anything.
Right.
It might not taste good at all. Like, I broke a record, but don't bite it. It's awful.
I think I actually saw the TikTok of this being done. He actually shredded and finally grated each cheese and only got, you know, just a small little dough of it and then put it there on the pizza.
There's no consistency to the cheese, really.
Right, so he's not like putting a layer of each cheese on this pizza so it's a mile high. It's legitimately just all over and throughout this pizza.
I didn't know there were that many different cheeses.
Right.
I mean, there's a ton of cheeses. I didn't know it got that high.
There's only so many different kinds of milk that you can get throughout the world, so how do we have
goat
that?
Milk, cat cow. Milk.
Ta-da.
No, if you're a mammal, you can get milk. I mean, you could have dolphin milk in there.
Badger milk cheese.
I'd try it.
I don't think
I'd like it, but I'd try it.
A 74-year-old woman was arrested after she opened fire at a drunk driver that crashed into her yard.
This is insane.
It is.
Yeah. It was a 23-year-old girl. She 29, obviously, shouldn't have been driving drunk.
Right.
But she did go into her yard and, like, hit her car, tapped her car.
Right.
No damage to the car, really. The woman just came outside and started shooting it.
Just, yeah. Like, yeah, it was the old
one. Get!
Exactly!
Yep.
Yeah, like, right, she didn't, it wasn't like she attacked her or hurt her.
She just started shooting at them.
Exactly.
Even when she was running away, she was shooting.
We had this conversation in the office. You were doing just fine. You were going to get paid by the insurance company. But now that you came out just guns blazing, now you're screwed. Good job. Good work. A baby was born in Tennessee from an embryo that was frozen back in 1992.
That's weird, man.
It is real weird, man.
That is weird.
I was reading. So this girl that was born from the frozen embryo, she has broken the record for basically longest frozen embryo. Right. And 27 years. The previous record was 24 years. That previous record holder is her sister.
No kidding.
Right, okay. So her and her sister were both frozen embryo. If I read this right, they froze 4 embryos 27 years ago. 24 years ago, the parents go back, get one of the popsicles, do whatever it is you do, and had a kid, healthy kid, right? Everything worked out. And then 3 years later, they went back, got popsicle part 2, did it again.
Well, this is my question. In 1992, the flu was not the same as the flu right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because any virus does, it's going to mutate depending on what kind of vaccine is there and how it can work a way around it. So basically, she has a DNA sequence of 1992.
Right.
So whatever her parents experienced and all that, it's passed down to her. But there's this huge gap of how many different things have evolved in that time.
But it shouldn't affect them, because when an infant's born, it has not been exposed. What we consider normal now, it doesn't matter. I mean, the kid.
So you start, no matter what, clean. So you're not built in with
that. You start pretty clean, right.
Okay, all right.
I'm just wondering if she's drinking age. I mean, 28 years.
Yeah, like, put some Jack Daniels in that. Get that kid to bed. Rubber gums.
I mean, right, I guess then the kid won't know the difference.
No, the kid won't know.
I'm just wondering health-wise, there's anything that could be affected, you know?
I just think it's weird to be like, yeah, you were frozen for
27 years.
27. You're actually a 90s baby.
And we're going to freeze you when you die. See if we can bring you back.
The FBI just released a list of the top 15 cities that have the highest stolen car rate. So let's go actually through the top 10 here. Where do you guys think that you're going to get your car stolen
at? Baltimore.
We know. No. Car stealing.
Baltimore does not make the top 15.
How about Riverside, California?
Riverside, California, number 6. Good work, Ted.
It's all West Coast. That's a West Coast game. Seattle, Portland, really? Nobody San steals... Francisco, not like out here.
Really?
No. Every West Coast city, I'm going to say.
Okay. So let's go down the list. Some honorable mentions here. 15 through 11 is Tucson, Arizona, New Orleans, San Antonio, Texas, Milwaukee, and Oklahoma City. That's your honorable mentions there. And here are the top 10. Number 10, L.A.
All right, sure.
Which I would figure would be a little bit higher. It's a bit of a bigger city, a little bit more action. Right. Exactly. Number 9, Louisville, Kentucky.
Huh. They're trying to get out. I understand.
I just want to
leave Louisville.
We had the fried
chicken.
We'll
drive to Frankfort, see what's going on.
We're out.
That's got to be such an odd feeling when you're driving around in a stolen car.
I would think so.
Right? Yeah, just like, Jesus. Like, if we get pulled over, we're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The driver, for sure. I'd always ride shotgun in that case. I didn't know.
I told him not to do it.
Miles picked me up.
That's right. You exploring through all, like, the glove box and whatnot, figuring out what's in there, what kind of driver you're dealing with here.
Yeah, I don't know. There's other crimes that, you know, seem like you fantasize about.
The adrenaline rush is different, because once you've committed the crime, the crime's done. Right. And the car, the crime, it's continuing as long as I'm sitting in the car.
Right.
You know?
Right. I'm just like, that.
Does this have low jack?
When do I dump it off? Right. These are the top 10 cities that have the highest stolen car rates. Number 8, Memphis, Tennessee.
Damn.
Again, trying to get out.
A little pocket there.
Exactly. Right out there. Number 7, our friends down in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I can see that.
I figured, honestly, within the actual city of Las Vegas, I wouldn't imagine that that'd be a high crime rate, as it were. Like,
think about it like this. All the limos, all the high-priced vehicles that roll through there. So, I mean, to me, that'd be a good place to go hunting.
But wasn't that, like, the biggest thing when Vegas first started out, is it was run by the mob, and so they wanted to make sure, like, this is a non-crime area. Everybody comes here, they're safe, they have all the fun in the world, and it's completely safe. You can walk down the street with a big old bag of straight-up cash. Nobody's going to touch you because this is Vegas.
Right, but you got to remember, there's the Strip, and then there's
Vegas.
There's some ghetto area.
The Strip is to Vegas what South Beach is to Miami.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Right.
These are the top 10 cities that have the highest stolen car rates. Ted nailed number 6 at Riverside, California. Right next door at number 5, San Francisco, California.
All right.
Basically, every city in California.
Are they stealing cars there, or do they just need a place to have a roof over their head?
Right. Because the parking spot is cheaper than actually owning an apartment out there. Number 4, interestingly enough, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hmm. That's got to be to get out.
Meth money.
Too many Mormons. Get me out of here. These are the top 10 cities that have the highest stolen car rates. Number 3, it's the place we call home, right here in Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. Sure.
Thank heavens I've never had my car stolen out here. I've had it bashed into, you son of a gun. But
we got to remember there's also a lot of people who live downtown.
Sure.
A lot of people who don't have garages. Yep. A lot of on-street parking, whether you're, you know, Amy Queen Anne, you name it. I mean, that's just...
Well, there's so many Teslas there, no one hears you steal their car.
Right.
So they just pull off and no one wakes up in the middle of the night.
Dude, when my buddy lived on Queen Anne, that was like there wasn't much crime, but the break-ins is a car. It was constant. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
And if you break-in is one thing, but, you know, if you got a Honda Civic, it's gone.
Right.
Right.
It's just an empty spot where
your
car
was. They all love Honda Civics.
They love
it. The top 10 cities that have the highest stolen car rates, number 2, San Jose, California.
I can believe that. That's just San Jose being San Jose.
All right. Any final guesses on what the number 1 city for the highest stolen car rates is?
The only ones we missed so far are San Diego and Portland.
Okay.
I would say Sacramento.
Okay.
Oh, Sacramento's strong.
Good call.
Sacramento.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Miles, what's your final answer?
It's either going to be San Diego, Portland.
I need one answer
Sacramento,
out of you.
Portland.
Mr. Hill.
I'm going to go with Tab with Sacramento.
Okay, this is the number one city that has the highest stolen car rates. Miles was on the fence, and he nailed it. It's Portland, Oregon.
Portland, really?
Our West Coast domination. We should have signs going in the city. Seattle, Washington, third biggest car stealing people in the world.
Every major city along I-5.
Welcome.
I think I'm proud to say I've never known anybody that stole a car.
I've known a couple of people that have... it was kind of their side hustle. I guess that's
all right. Their side hustle. Yeah. Like it.
They stole it and got paid to do it.
Starbucks announced that all month long they're offering free coffee to frontline workers.
Very cool.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, back to some good news stories here. A man in Louisville walked into a coffee shop and gave the owner $1,000 to cover everyone's coffee that day, and then did it again later with $1,500.
Damn.
Okay. That's like four coffees from Starbucks.
Exactly.
I have I've never been a recipient, somebody who got a free coffee.
Recipient.
Recipient. I can't speak because my mouth doesn't work.
Have you ever bought something for someone?
I have.
In other words,
have you ever been in the line, Miles, where you're in the drive-thru line and then you get that wonderful message from the barista that says, yes, the gentleman in the car ahead of you went ahead and paid for your order, so this is on them. Thank you very much.
I have not had that happen.
You know what I like to do?
Would you like to pay for the car behind you, Miles?
No. I have paid for people in line. I typically don't do the drive up thing.
I like to say that the gentleman in front of you just said you're covering his drink.
Yeah, I like that too.
My daughter used to work at a drive up place, you know what I mean? And she'd tell me stories, and I was like, I don't want to be one of those guys.
How many times were the pants open?
It was just unbelievable. I mean, the story she would tell me.
What kind of drive up place?
Yeah, it was a regular place. I mean, it wasn't like she's sitting there in booty shorts.
But. You know what? Given the fact of 2020 and what this year has been, I guarantee you we are going to see another story of that long-ass chain of people that are paying for the person behind them. That's going to come up here within the next 30 days.
I did it once at a toll.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, it's like $3.50. And I said, you know what? You get over this bridge.
Boom! Like it.
So I like the good-to-go pass. Don't even worry about it.
You pay for your own ride.
Yeah, in Northern Virginia. Lots of people in the toll booths tired of having to have all those quarters.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
It used to be like basketball, man. You just have a handful of change, right? There's a big basket, man. You just hope it all went in. Ta-ting.
Because if it did, man, then it'd take a picture of the back of your car and send you a ticket.
Right, you got like a $50 ticket because you were 25 cents short.
Because most people can't hit a good left jumper. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Right, like it's $1.50. You put in the right amount of quarters, but it didn't give it to you.
Yeah, not my damn fault. A group of teenagers that broke a waterline of a restaurant after being told to wear masks went back to the restaurant, made a face-to-face apology for the damage, and paid for all the damages.
Well, that's okay. Right.
I wanted to showcase that story today because you know what? People screw up, they make mistakes, they do bad things, they made up for it, and I appreciate that all day of the week, man.
I do too, man. And they're teenagers. Some of y'all should listen to that.
What do you know? Everybody blows up from time to time, but these teenagers can make it right. Huh.
Teenagers.
There seems to be an issue with the South African lottery.
What is that?
Tell you all about it an hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Mike, we made it to drinking time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.